How to survive patriotism in 2019. Make your grief a bed beside the fireplace using a cardboard box and the old pink towel, even if you have no fireplace, no towel. Grief is not safe where you're going, and you need your grief to survive. Carry as little as possible. There is so much to pick up. Turn over, hold in your hands more than you expect. Then go. See what is, bones and all, especially the bones, untethered and wet. Press them hard in your palms. Dig up what was in the absence of trumpets, the bruising of color. Once, somewhere, someone tried to be good. In order to survive, you must weep, even if you have no eyes. See? Your grief would burn alive here. Your palms might not make it. Your eyes might not make it. That's okay. Palms are limited to pain and non-pain. Eyes do their work in the gut. Remember the earth, how it breaks no promises by making none. Drag yourself home through the debris, even if there is no home, even if there is no you. Take up your grief, even as it rattles in your arms, sick without you. Speak to it, out loud. It will hear you. It will pant warm air and fold itself up against your cold skin.